Good evening, and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivik for Yaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and for Shlomo Eliyahu ben Sora, and Leilui Nishmas, Malka Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlomo Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, Isha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoah. I apologize for the delay. As we prepare and enter the Yontif of Sukkot, I think in terms of the efforts that we make in this session on a weekly basis to strengthen our bitochen, Sukkot is a unique opportunity on many different levels to be able to do so. I believe it starts with the very fact that after such a serious day as Yom Kippur, we now are in a completely different mood, focused on mitzvahs, focused on preparing for the Chag, focused on celebrating the Chag, but all with a sense of the trust in Hashem that we came out all right on Yom Kippur. Chazal say this in a very pointed way. They say that the Arba Minim, the Lulav and Esrog that we take, is compared to a soldier's march when they were victorious in battle, and they walk out holding their sabers or their guns high. Shiotzono bedimus. We went out from the din of Yom Kippur victoriously. And the moshul, the Indian, is that a person has to feel, yes, I'm now besimcha. I'm besimcha with the Arba Minim, and I am declaring to myself, if not to the world, that we were victorious in din. And we know that the bitochin, even on something which already has taken place, can make all the difference in the world, and a person can actually affect the din through his bitochin. And certainly he strengthens his bitochin when he lifts up this sign of victory that, yes, we were victorious in the Yom HaDin. But it goes, of course, much deeper and much further. We sit in the sukkah. We sit in the sukkah, but sail kale. The sukkah is literally a living testimony, a living experience of bitochen. We need the security of our homes. I don't know that many people that have an alarm system on their sukkah. Maybe they do. I don't know what's happening today. But it certainly is not as strong by any means as the strength of our homes. It isn't as secure. It's vulnerable to the elements, even though we have certain precautions and certain things that we do to make it better. But basically, we are stating and internalizing through our actions a unique level of bitochon b'Hashem in leaving the security of our homes and dwelling, living for 7 days in the sukkah. But not only that, we remember the Maisim Bamidbar. We remember the Anani HaKovid. We remember the life in the Midbar. The life in the Midbar was the most miraculous human existence. 40 years in a desert without preparations, without the food supply, living miraculously on mun and on slov and on the be'er and with no opportunities to purchase clothing, but the clothing would not soil, it would grow with us. And it was a life of seeing clearly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the provider of everything in our lives. In fact, Rashi brings, I think in Ba'al Yischo, that they took the Tzinsenes Amon, Moshe Rabbeinu took a Tzinsenes Amon, a glass, a jar full of mun, and they kept it next to the Oroin as they went into Eretz Yisrael. And in the Tkufa of the Churban, Yirmiyahu HaNovi takes out the Tzinsenes Amon and is rebuking Klal Yisrael for their not being so involved in their learning, for their Bitul Torah, and he says, "Bozenis parnasu avoseichem bamidbar aboim shono." With this mon, your forefathers, the Dor HaMidbar in the desert, they survived for 40 years on mon. So how could you not be learning? What's wrong with you? And I remember my father, Lo Zichrono Lebrocha, asked the question. He says, if he was there, he would have told Yirmiyah, Rabbeinu, give us mana, we'll also be able to sit and learn. The problem is that we don't have that parnosa. We have to work. We're totaled with the parnosa. So, like, well, what are you? Keres is the mon is the same thing. This is mon. Our parnosa comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we think about the mon, we learn the lesson that everything comes directly to each and every individual from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mon used to come to the doorstep or as close, depending on where they were holding that day in their own ruchnius. But this was the ultimate lesson. Moshe Rabbeinu was the second, the Birchas Hazon, the first brocha, Birchas Hamozon, on the mon, and we still say that brocha today on our bread because we know it's all from Hashem. It's a direct individual gift from Hashem. Hashem is the Zon of Mefarnes. Hashem, as Chazal say, Poseach es Yodechu Masbiya L'chol Chayrotzoim. Chazal say that Gedoyla Parnosa Yosemi Geula, because Geula. Sometimes it says Hamalach Agoyalisi. When there's a redemption, it could be through a malach. Parnosa the pasuk says Poiseches Yodecho. You open your hand, Umasbiyal Chol Chayrotzim, and satiate every living creature according to his own desire. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it b'chvoido v'atzmoi. And this is part of the lesson of the Midbar, and this is part of the lesson of the Sukkah. So when we sit in the Sukkah, we have an opportunity to, in fact, strengthen our bitochon through leaving the security of our homes and reliving the events of the Midbar, which were the ultimate statement of the Hashem's Hashkocha Protis, of Hashem's people in our lives, of our total alliance in Hashem. We followed him into the Midbar, Lechtech Acharei B'Midbar, Be'eretz Lo Yizruah, nothing. We didn't ask any questions. How can we go into a Midbar, a Mokom Tziyov Talmoves, and there's nothing there, and how are we going to live? Nothing, not a word. This is the lesson that we learn in remembering and reliving it by sitting in the sukkah, a unique opportunity to strengthen our bitochon. The sukkah's yontif also has another dimension to it, another aspect to that, and that was the simchas achad, the simchas beis hasho'evo. Chazal say, mi shelo'ero simchas beis hasho'evo, lo'ero simcha miyomov. Person who didn't see that simcha space or shoeva never witnessed simcha. And here was a simcha poshut rejoicing in the ushavte mayim besose mimayne Yeshua, the water that was drawn every day when they proceeded down to draw the water every day for the korbanos, and they rejoiced for 6 nights in the Beis Hamikdash, the whole night, with the Chachmei Yisroel, the Gedolei HaSanhedrin, doing all kinds of stunts and acrobatics, just entertaining everyone, rejoicing the whole crowd. And again, this time, when we live in the Sukkah, when we strengthen our bitochon, is the time of ultimate simcha. The simcha that we have, it's a simcha shel mitzvah, but it's a simcha that we can feel when we're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we do the mitzvahs, even the smallest of mitzvah, drawing the water, but there's such simcha, not shayach, shalero simcha miyomov, and that too gives us that sense of that when we are connected to Hashem, and when we are under His protectorate, and when we sit and live that week in the sukkah, then we experience the opportunity, and we have the strength and the inspiration to feel the ultimate simcha that comes together with one who has experienced his bitochon in Hashem, who feels that deep bitochon in Hashem. But there's something else that this yontif has to offer, which is also something that's very powerful. And that is Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres does not commemorate any historic event. It's not Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim any more than anything else. I mean, we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim like any yontif, but it's not a time of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not about the sojourn in the Midbar. We don't sit in the Sukkah. We sit in the Chumrah because of Seker Deyoma. But Eretz Yisrael, there's no more sukkah anymore. Shmini Atzeres, according to the Torah, it's one day, and there's no sukkah. There's no mitzvah sayyim. It has one motif. Atzeres, atzoyer. Chazal give a moshel. They say HaKadosh Baruch Hu says atzoyer. Stop. Don't leave yet. Moshe Lemelech, that his whole family came to celebrate with him at an occasion, a simcha, and they spent a week together in the palace, and now it comes time to go. And the Melech says, I can't tolerate it. I can't let you go. Atzor, stop. Give me one more day. Koshe olai pridaschem. It's so difficult for me to let you go, to separate myself from you. And the truth of the matter is, that's the way it is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kaviyochel, we don't understand it. We can only understand him in human terms. But Kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we had such a wonderful week together. We celebrated. We were so connected. We were so close. Koshe olai pridaschem. Please, stay one more day. Give me one more day to enjoy your company. What does that say about the extent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael? What does that do for us, knowing to what extent he loves Klal Yisrael? I can't bear, one more, give me one more day, one more day. And that gives us the ability to find the strength to have bitochen in Hashem because of how much he loves us. The love is intense. The love is unbelievable. And the truth of the matter is, they asked the question, what about Pesach? Pesach doesn't have an Atzeres. According to the Torah, it's only 7 days. There's no Shmini Atzeres on Pesach. And the answer given is because that we're coming back on Shavuos, the Aliyah LeRegel that takes place on the Sholosh Megolim. 6 weeks later, then we come back to Yerushalayim. So look for a moment what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. If you're coming back 6 weeks later, that I can manage, that I can tolerate. 6 weeks, okay. But 6 months? You're not going to come back until Pesach? I cannot let you go. What a beautiful seer in human terms. Kaviyochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't understand how it relates in his world. But in human terms, what a beautiful seer of the extent of the passionate love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael. And when you take it all together, the activity of your Tzon HaBedimus, of holding our saber's eye, that we're declaring and therefore internalizing ourselves the bitochen that we succeeded in the din, and we move out of the security of our homes and we live in the infragile, insecure sukkah, and we live and relive the historic events of 3,330 plus years ago of how Klal Yisrael lived with Hashkocha Protis, with Nisan Gluim in the Midbar, Bitzel Kale under the Anani HaKovet, knowing fully what it means to put their trust in Hashem because there were no other aces. And then the exceptional expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love and Simchas Torah on Shmini Atzeres, that says, Koshe Olai Pridaschem, please, stay another week, stay another day. You're not coming back until 6 months later. I can't let you go. All of this, I think, adds up and spells very, very clearly the unique opportunity that the Chag HaSukkos has to inspire us to deeper and further levels of bitochen in Hashem. The Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that the experiences that we experience over this Yontif with the Dalet Minim, with the Sukkah, with the Shmini Atzeres, which has no other mitzvah other than an expression of Hashem's love for Klal Yisrael, should strengthen us in our bitochen, should be able to give us and Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael a deeper insight, a deeper feeling of reliance on Hashem's chesed. And that's chus. We should be zeiche in this year for us and for all of Klal Yisrael to the greatest brocho and hatzlocho and mazel, refuos, yeshuos, shiduchim, parnosa, and all of the critical and so important needs that Klal Yisrael has. We should be zeiche to see that bekorov these needs are fulfilled. Yamalei Hashem. Call Mishalis Libeno Latova, a piskatova, a good kvittel, a good yontif. Next week in Chol HaMoed, we will not have a session, but Be'ez Hashem, the following week, a good yontif, a good yor to everyone. Kol tuf.